You know, let me just share to you, you know, one of the dreadful and fearful experience that I had as a father, as a dad. Okay, last December 28, you know, by the blessing of God, by the grace of God, my whole family spent our New Year in Macau. December 28, we left. Then we came back January 2, okay? And then I said that one of the most dreadful or fearful experience that I had as a father was that was January 2, we're about to leave for Manila, okay? Our flight is going back to Manila is 10 o'clock, I think mga around that time, 10 o'clock in the evening. And of course, we still have time to, you know, to travel, you know, go somewhere. And we went to this place, they call it Zhuhai. Okay, it's another part of China. Then when we came back to Macau, we took a bus. And then, sa Macau kasi merong mga bus stops, okay? And then, before we stepped in the bus, sabi kong ganun sa asawa ko, kay Babe. Okay. Babe, are you here? Babe? Wala? Okay. Sabi ko sa kanya, tinanong ko kasi I always check if we're complete, we're intact. Okay? So I'm gonna check. I would always ask my wife, where's Diane, my eldest? Where's Andre? And where's Denise? Okay? Then, yung pasakay na kami ng bus, I asked her, kung nasan sila. Then sabi ko gano'n, si Denise nasan? Biniro niya ako, sabi niya gano'n, by the way, I asked permission sa anak ko if I can share the story. Kasi baka mahiya daw siya eh. Sabi niya, it's fine dad. Okay, sige. So sumakay kami ng bus, tinanong ko, nasan si Denise? Sabi ko gano'n. Then nagbiro yung asawa ko. Kasama mo, di ba? Sabi, hindi ko kasama, nasa'yo. Sabi ko gano'n. Okay, so, and then, to make the long story short, nasa kanya nga. Ngayon, ang nangyari, nasa bus kami, nandun ako sa front, okay, sa harapan ng bus. Then sila nandun, kasama ko si Andre, yung son ko, sa harap. Then the girls are right there at the back. Then yung bababa na kami, kasi may mga bus stop, bababa na kami, again, I checked, I asked my wife, si Dian, nakita ko si Dian, sa baba na, si Andre, nag-close na yung ano eh, nag-close na yung bus. Si Denise, kala ko nagbibiro na naman yung asawa ko. Di ba nasa iyo, kasama mo? Hindi ko kasama, nasaan? Sabi ko gano'n. Naghanap na ako. Okay? Then, I realized that, you know, nag-close na yung bus and yung bus papunta doon. Pero bago pumunta doon, may bus stop dito, may bus stop doon. Pero nag-stop yung bus doon. So, I was thinking, you know, I was torn during that time. As if like, sasabog ako, hindi ko alam sa dami-dami ba naman ng place na mawawala yung anak ko, ba't sa Macau pa? Ba't hindi na lang sa Metro East? Or kaya kung saan? Ba't sa Macau pa? Kung kailan pa uwi pa naman kami? Okay? And I was imagining, naku, mukhang may iwan ako dito sa Macau, mukhang uuwi na sila ako, may iwan, hanapin ko yung anak ko. Okay? Then, sa makatuwid, sa madaling salita, nawawala yung bunso kong anak. Okay? And I was torn because the bus moved ahead going that direction, and I'm thinking, pagbaba ko, pupunta ba ako doon? Susundan ko? Kasi hindi ako sure, baka naiwan, hindi ko lang na-check. Baka naiwan lang doon sa bus. Or, pupunta ako doon kung saan nag-stop yung bus. Yung pala, yung sa bus stop na yon bumaba na yung anak ko. So, it means to say, nagsara yung bus doon, kami, nakasakay pa, nagpunta dito. Okay? Are you getting the story? Okay? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, alam niya kung ano yung kinakwento niya. Sabi mo. So, ibig sabihin, bumaba na yung anak ko, dun pa lang, kami, nandun pa kami lahat sa bus. But one thing I thank God really is that, you know, the Holy Spirit really is moving. You know, the Holy Spirit led my daughter to go, kasi we have Every Nation Macau, we have a church there in Macau. And then, all of a sudden, dahil torn ako, hindi ko alam pupunta ba ako doon o pupunta ako dito. Talagang, kasi pagka pumunta ako dito, nandun pala siya, nako, I made the wrong decision. Pag pumunta ako dito, nandun pala siya, I made the wrong decision. That's why I was torn, di ko talaga alam ang gagawin ko. But nevertheless, I was running, as in talagang yung mga Chinese people, to, ah, chungwa! Tinatamaan ko, ya, puh! Tumatakbo ako, wala akong pakialam, tinatamaan ko, chungwa, cha! 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 Ha! Cha! Wa! Cha! May gumano sa akin eh. Wayaji! So, wala na akong pakialam. But I was torn. And then I realized that, you know, may tumawag habang talagang umiiyak na yung puso ko. Although hindi pa yung ano ko. Sabi kong ganun, Lord, I'm praying. Lord, Holy Spirit, please tell me, reveal me, give me wisdom where, which way is the right way. Then all of a sudden, somebody called us. Yung sister natin from Every Nation Macau, our missionary, may tumawag na yung si Dennis pala, nandun na nauna sa church natin doon sa Every Nation Macau. Imagine yung nilakad ng anak ko, most likely from here, hanggang siguro McDo Marcos Highway, nilakad niya. With all the people surrounding her, as in talagang the Holy Spirit guided her and led her. Imagine, hindi lang po basta ano, nasa 12th floor pa yung ano, yung Every Nation Macau natin. So, guide ni Lord talaga yung anak ko papunta doon. Okay? But that's not my point. My point is, katulad ng sinabi ko, I was torn. If I'm gonna go that way or if I'm gonna go this way. You know what? The Apostle Paul gave us a clear picture of conflicts, of tensions, between the sinful desires, you will go after the sinful nature, your sinful desires, or you will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes we're thinking that God is telling us go right, but all of a sudden we want to go left. God is telling us to go up, but we want to go down. God is telling us, pumasok ka, pero lumalabas tayo. There's conflict. You know, there's tension. Will I do this or will I do that? You know, the reason why I experienced that is because, Lord, saan ba talaga ako? But you know what? That is true, spiritually. In fact, that is what Apostle Paul told us. That indeed, there's a conflict. The Holy Spirit against the sinful nature. But Paul is not saying that they are equal. Okay, the Holy Spirit and sinful nature. Of course, the Holy Spirit is infinitely, you know, superior than our sinful desires, than our sinful nature. But you know what? The point here is that whenever we make wrong decisions in life, okay, and we are not letting the Holy Spirit speak to us, move in our life, I'm telling you, we are heading in the wrong direction. Katulad na sinabi ko kanina, if I go this way, probably I'm making a wrong decision, big mistake, if nandun pala yung anak ko. Same way with us. If we are making wrong decisions based on our thoughts, based on our own feelings, not based on what the Holy Spirit is telling us, I want to say this up front, that we are heading in the wrong direction. But the question is, how can we live by the Spirit? The Scripture is telling us, live by the Spirit. Okay? So that we will produce, you know, those nine fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. We need to live by the Spirit. But how can we do that? The first thing that I want to share to all of us is that we need to be sensitive. We need to be sensitive to His guidance. When I say sensitive, you know, be careful not to confuse yourself with your feelings and with the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes we are so confused, ano ba to, nararamdaman ko lang yata to. Hindi naman yata talaga si Holy Spirit to. Baka naman there's something in me lang parang nagmo-move lang. Okay? Don't you ever confuse that, because sometimes you might be thinking, the reason why I said that don't be confused with that, because some of you, or maybe most of us, or I hope none of us, we might be thinking, you know, pag nag-e-exam ka, you know, I feel like the Holy Spirit is leading me. kasi hindi ako nakapag-review. Eh, si Lord, ayaw akong bumagsak, kaya dapat mangopya ako. I feel like the Lord is leading me somewhere here. Eh, si Lord, ayaw akong bumagsak eh. Sabi nga ni Lord, dapat excellent ka lagi eh. Eh, siguro naman, pagka bumagsak ako, mapapahiya naman si Lord. That's why I feel like God is leading me to copy. Kasi hindi talaga ako, naiintindihan naman ni Lord eh. Kaysa naman bumagsak ako. Don't confuse your feeling with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will never tell you something that is contradicting to His Word. The Holy Spirit would always remind you to do things, you know, that you need to do in every single day of your life. And it says there in verse 19, why do we need to be sensitive? Bakit kailangan nating maging sensitive sa guidance ng Holy Spirit? Simply because it says here that the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. We got to be sensitive because we all have evil desires. Whether we like it or not, all of us here, we all have evil desires. Can you look to the person next to you and tell that person, yuck. May evil desire ka pala. Eww. But honestly, we all have evil desires. In fact, it says there that some of them are obvious. Okay? Some of them, you don't need to hide it. Okay? Like sexual immorality. Like pornography. That's so obvious. Hindi mo na kailangan magtago. Hindi mo na kailangan may makakita sa'yo ng maraming tao para masabi, oh, you're sinning. But there are sins, are you listening? There are sins that is so obvious that even while you are inside of your room, it's so obvious that you are sinning, that you are having that sinful nature, sinful desire. And there are less obvious, such as, hatred, anger, diba? Hindi naman nakikita yun eh. Pag nasa school ka, diba? Galit na galit ka sa classmate mo. Hey, alam mo yung galit na galit ka. May sama ka ng loob. Pag sumasagot yung classmate mo, sana mapahiya ka. Sana mali yung sagot mo. Ako, tingnan lang natin. Hindi obvious yon. But that's a sinful desire. That is a sinful nature that is growing up in our hearts. And minsan, naiinggit tayo. Buti pa siya. Ang ganda ng girlfriend niya. Uy, buti pa siya, may boyfriend. Buti pa siya. Buti pa sila, may gamit na ganyan. That is not obvious. But when we are harboring, when we are nurturing that, envy, okay? Or maybe insecurities. You know, those are sinful desires. So, those are sinful nature. Now, let me just say this for a moment. You know, I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to be sensitive. You know, maybe some of you here, the Holy Spirit is telling you something today, tonight, that you need to ask for forgiveness. Maybe to someone, maybe to your parents, maybe to your friend. I don't know. But maybe the Holy Spirit wants you to be sensitive enough so that you will take away those pride and tell that person, you know what, I'm sorry. I've done this. I screwed up. I'm sorry. But the question is, are you sensitive enough to hear from Him? Or maybe some of us here, the Holy Spirit is telling us, or might be you are asking yourself, is it worth it to continue this relationship where, you know, we are going out of our boundaries that only married people should be doing? Is it worth it? Maybe the Holy Spirit is giving you that desire, you know, to hear from Him. Are you sensitive enough? For the record, I'm not against any boyfriend or girlfriend. In fact, malalaki na kayo. Alam nyo na kung ano yung gusto nyong gawin. Alam nyo na kung ano yung dapat mangyari sa buhay nyo. I'm not against that. I'm not against any relationship kahit na grade 6 ka pa lang. Sige, kung gusto mo na, bahala ka sa buhay mo. First year high school ka, bahala ka sa buhay mo. I'm not against that. But this is my question. If you have a boyfriend today or if you have a girlfriend today, would you honestly tell yourself, would you honestly say that my relationship with my girlfriend or with my boyfriend is honoring to God? Would you honestly say that? Would you honestly tell God, Lord, I'm honoring you with my relationship? Because if you are having a second thought, Lord, no honor ba talaga kita? I don't think that's the Holy Spirit. Again, I'm not against any boyfriend or girlfriend thing, but what I'm preaching here today is based on God's word. If it's not honoring God, I'm telling you, you have to quit that. Because I believe that, lady, girls, you are a princess. There's someone that is better for you. You don't just settle for that boyfriend who's playing with you around, who wants to do anything that he wants to do in your life. You need to be sensitive. You need to hear the Holy Spirit that's speaking in you. Are you here with me? Or even if you are a guy, maybe that lady's flirting with you. You have to be sensitive. Talagang kung may mga lalaki, bumawi, oh. But think about this. I hope that every one of us here will be sensitive. Every time the Holy Spirit is telling us, or maybe some of you here, you have to be sensitive enough to listen to the Holy Spirit. When He tells you that this is the time that you need to take time with your parents, you don't have to go out with your friends. You don't have to, you know, to go out and have fun with your friends. Just take this time. Spend time with your parents. Why? Maybe because your parents are longing for you. Maybe your parents wants to sit down with you and tell you how much they love you and ask you, how are you? Maybe the Holy Spirit wants to tell you that word. But the question is, are you sensitive or you just want to go out? Wala akong pakela, magkikita naman kami mamayang gabi ng nanay at tatay ko eh. Or before you leave the house, there's something in you that is telling you, I don't think I need to go there. I want to spend time with my parents. Are we sensitive enough so that we could live by the Spirit? Not just that. For us to live by the Spirit, not just to be sensitive in His guidance, but also be obedient to God's Word. Be obedient to His Word. You know, in Psalm 119, verse 11, it says there that I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. How do we really keep the word of God in our heart so that we can never fall into sin or into sinful desires that is moving around every day, the moment that we wake up? I'm telling you, I'm experiencing that. The moment that we wake up, the moment that we do things that we usually do, the enemy is right there and just showing you things kung ano ang susundan natin, kung ano ang gagawin natin. Are we obedient to God's word? Or are we just so excited every single day to post something sa Facebook about God's word, na ito yung scripture, word of the day? Post tayo ng post every single minute. As if like we look so good to other people. Grabe, pag nakikita yung sa ano natin, sa Facebook natin, yung page natin. Grabe, lagi nakikita ko, nagsasawa ako, puro may word si, ano, as a brother, ah. Lagi may pinopost, ah. Holy talaga siya. Ako, talagang Christian to, Christian, believer. But the question is, are we living what we're reading? Are we doing what the word is telling us to do? Or is it just for a show so that people would see us As if like meron tayong halo. Uy, grabe, ang ano niyan, ang hindi mo pwedeng batiin niyan. Talagang napakasagrado niyan. Si brother, si sister. The question is, you know, are we obeying God's word? Are we putting it into action? And not just that. I believe that the fruit of the Spirit is the spontaneous work of the Holy Spirit in our lives through God's word. You know, I believe in my heart that the reason why I'm asking all of you, of course, this is not to condemn you. I know that you have your own ways. But the reason why I'm asking every Friday or every time I come up here, if you have your Bible with you. Why? Because for me, it is very important for us to really hear and obey God's word. Because if we want to live a life that is holy, that is set apart, that is pleasing to God, so that we could have that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. We got to hear, we got to obey God's word. It's not just about, you know, I'm gonna read God's word, then after that, lalabas na ako, at least ginawa ko na yung, Lord, ginawa ko na yung duty ko sa iyo, ha? Nagbasa na ako, kasi sabi ng makulit kong victory group leader, pagkagising mo, magbasa ka ng Bible. Okay? Tapos, magsulat ka kung ano yung thoughts mo, kung ano yung sa tingin mo nag-speak si Lord sa'yo. O Lord, pinakinggan ko lang yung makulit kong victory group leader at ginawa ko na kung ano yung obligasyon ko sa'yo. Then, aalis na ako, then we're gonna do again what we think is best for us. We're not obeying God's word. We're just reading it, but we're not obeying it. But for us to live by the Spirit, for us to produce that fruit of the Spirit, we got to obey God's word. Because apart from obeying God's word, I'm telling you, you know, at the end of the day, you will see and you will find out that you fall again, you fell again into temptation, to the trap of temptation. Because we never obeyed God's word in the first place. We never obeyed it. Not just that we need to be sensitive to, you know, in His guidance, but we need to be obedient to His word. But the last thing is that we need to be dependent in His strength. You know, we need to really rely on the power of the Holy Spirit every single day of our life. And I want to tell you this, that you know, the degree of surrender can be seen, you know, in the level of our transformation. How much you surrender your everything to God, that could be seen the way you are being changed, the way you are being transformed. Maybe the reason bakit sinasabi natin, Lord, I'm praying for joy. Lord, I pray bigyan mo ko ng joy ngayon. Eh, nagpe-pray ka ng joy every day. Nagpe-pray ka ng peace. Nagpe-pray ka ng love. Eh, baka naman tatlong beses isang araw, nasa harapan ka ng computer mo, nanonood ka ng pornography. Pero you keep on praying for joy. Lord, I pray for peace. Lord, I pray for love, God. Lord, self-control, patience, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Be-breakfast ka na. Tik, tik. Yung iba, talagang, ano ba to? Holy Spirit, tapos may sinful desire. Lord, naglalaban, ano ba, Holy Spirit? May ganun tension. The Holy Spirit is telling you not to do that, but the sinful nature, the sinful desire is so strong and telling you, okay lang yan, gawin mo yan, okay yan. Then the Holy Spirit is telling you, no, my son, you are chosen, you are royal, you are different. You don't have to do that. You don't have to give in. But the sinful nature, the sinful desire is pushing you. And here you are. Diba, ano ba talaga ang gagawin ko, Lord? Hawak mo na yung mouse, diba? Ayoko. Tapos habang nilalayo mo, kiniklik mo na, ayoko. Next. Oh, Lord, ayoko niyan. Next. Uy, back. Uy. Are you dependent on the Holy Spirit. Because let me tell you these young people, if you are saying I'm strong, you know, I'm okay, you know, I can overcome all the trap, all the temptations of the enemy, but I'm telling you, without the power, without the help of the Holy Spirit, you will give in. Without you depending on the Holy Spirit to give you strength so that you can overcome, so that you can fight, you know, what the enemy is trying to give you, what the devil is trying to give you. All you have to do is to be dependent in his strength. Because left to ourselves, we are weak. You know, I recognize that. That is one thing that I realized in my life. I am weak. I am helpless. That is why I need a Savior. I need Jesus Christ. I need the Holy Spirit to empower me every single moment, every single day of my life. Because if you are depending on your strength, if you are depending on someone else's strength, you're not going to last, my friend. But you need the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen you, to increase that faith in your heart. You know, I'm about to close this message. And before I close, I would just like to again say this, that, you know, we need to be sensitive in His guidance. We need to always hear Him. Never harden our hearts. Minsan kasi iniisip natin, pinipilit pa rin natin yung gusto natin. Alam na natin may tension, alam natin may conflict. The Holy Spirit is telling us, you know, this is what you need to do. I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you strength to overcome this. But we keep on, you know, entertaining sins in life. But we need to be sensitive in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And we need to obey God's word. And as we obey God's word, we need to depend on His strength. We need to let God move in our hearts. We need to let Jesus change us every day. Every day. Nasa bahay ka man, nasa school ka man, or maybe mag-isa ka lang. You need to depend on the Holy Spirit. And as I close, I want to show you this picture. I'd like to ask the music team, we're going to worship God in this place. How many of you are familiar with this picture? I'm sure. Yung iba, ayaw nyo lang talaga magtaas. But I know, you are familiar with that. You know, some of us here, you know, we've experienced, you know, somehow downloading, you know, maybe movies or apps or whatever. Meron bang ganon? Nag-download na kayo? Yung iba, hindi nyo alam ang download. Explain ko sa inyo. And sometimes, makikita nyo, loading in progress. Or maybe downloading. Or in that picture, 30%. It means to say, 30% done, 70% still uploading or downloading. And I experienced that so many times. You know, there were times that I'm getting an app, or I'm downloading a material or whatever. Then all of a sudden it would, I don't know if magahang ba to, naghang na ba to, 70%, 30% na lang, biglang antagal, 15 minutes na, grabe, hindi pa ako tapos. Hindi ko alam kung naghang yung computer o wala na. Nawala yung connection. And I want to cancel it. Since 70% na yon, I want to cancel it. And sometimes it happens to us, or most of the time it happens to us. You know, we are downloading, it's in progress. But all of a sudden, we get bored. I don't want to continue. I've waited for so long. I've waited for 30 minutes, 1 hour. Iniwan ko na, pumunta na ako ng Baguio. Pagbalik ko, wala pa rin. kung ano-ano na ginawa ko. Nilibang ko na yung sarili ko. Wala pa rin. Pagbalik ko, 30% pa rin. Or 2 gig ang dina-download mo, pagbalik mo, 1 kilobyte pa rin. And you feel like you wanna give up. You feel like canceling it. You feel like, nah, forget it. Maybe next time, maybe not now. Forget it. It's just a waste of time. But you know what I realized? You know, the moment you cancel it, maybe let's say it's 30% already. The moment you cancel it, isn't it that we could think nasayang yung 30%, nasayang yung hinintay ko, nasayang lahat. Kasi nainip ako, na-bored ako. But you know what? I believe in us. There might be some of us here. You know, we've been a Christian. We've been so in love with Jesus. Every Friday, we are shouting, we are worshiping God. Lord, we glorify you, I honor you, I thank you. Every single day, we are praying, we are reading God's word. But all of a sudden, after youth service, boom. The temptation came. And you gave in. Then all of a sudden, you came to a realization, sayang yung mga dinownload ko. Sayang yung pag-worship ko kay Lord. Here am I. I gave in. I sin against God. But here's what I want to tell all of us here today. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to tell us, don't give up. Because I believe that all of us here, we are still in a work in progress. We are still in a way that we are downloading every single day from the Holy Spirit. Lord, I want you to change my heart every single day. Lord, I will fall. But Lord, I know by the help of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God in my life, I know that I can overcome. I believe in my heart that some of you might feel today that, you know, there's condemnation. Worship ako kay Lord, pero lagi kong ginagawa to. You better be sensitive with the Holy Spirit. You better obey God's word. And you better depend on Him. Because I know in my heart that God will never let you go. You might fall away, you might run away, but God will never let you go. Because He is so obsessed with you. God is so in love with you. That He will always take you, that He will always hold you in His hand. And this is one thing that I want to leave with you today. The Holy Spirit is the source of our new life. So let us keep in step with His leading. Let us continue, you know, to let the Holy Spirit move in our life. Let us continue to be sensitive and obey Him and be dependent upon His strength. Because all we need really is the Holy Spirit. You know, as we pray, I realize that every time we came across with the word surrender, it's a sign of defeat. It's a sign of a loss. Because you surrender. It's like, talo na ako. I'm giving everything. But have you ever realized that only in the presence of God that surrender can be a victory? When you surrender everything to God, that's the start of your victory. Because God is about to change you inside and out. God is about to move you in a greater level of your spiritual life. That is why today, I believe in my heart that God is here, the Holy Spirit is here, and He wants to tell you that the key to winning is really surrendering. All you have to do is to surrender everything to Him. All you have to do is to surrender your thoughts, your actions, your will, your mind, everything. All you have to do is just to let God, Lord, I want you to move. Are you here with me? Lord, I want you to move. I don't want to move on my own. Lord, I don't want to move on my sinful desires. I don't want to move on my lust, on my pornography, sexual immorality, debauchery, gossip. I don't want to move on that way. I want to move on the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit is telling me, so that your name would be glorified all the more, so that your name would be praised all the more. Are you here with me? And I hope, young people, that as we leave this place, we're not just gonna go back. Hindi lang tayo basta tatapak-tapakan lang. Sisipain ka lang ng enemy. Isang pitik lang sa'yo, okay ka na. Sige na, give in na ako. But I hope you will have the Holy Spirit inside of you. That you will have the strength and the power.